Blog Talk Radio.
In the intro, you know, sometimes controls and technology gets out of hand. I really like the idea of speaking into this little microphone here, and it's just going right out to you without all this other digital stuff in between. It would make a huge difference to me this morning because, you know, even though I'm a technical person, I spend a ton of time when I'm not working in the cockpit because when you go into my studio, it is really like there's different parts of the studio. There's the one that you can see the outside and, you know, get inspired by the trees and the grass and blah, blah, blah. There's one that you're up high, another part of the studio, which is a good workout room where you can actually, musicians can actually work stuff out before they actually record. It's kind of the live room that's connected to the studio, though the ground floor is also wired up to the main control room. And so that if somebody wants to play a piano track or the bigger drum set, they can play it there, real piano, real big drum set. Or they can come out upstairs and work stuff out. And then there's the guitar keyboard studio where you can figure out your guitar parts and your keyboard parts and that sort of stuff. And then there's the control room where everything sums up to one place. And that's the one that is totally soundproof with no windows, nice air flow in there, though it feels great, and you're basically in a cockpit. It's small, two to three people can work in there during a mix down, though the other studios have speakers, so if you can't fit the whole band in the control room, you can put them out in the other room with a nice couch and stuff. They can listen to what we're doing in the control room and also see it because it's connected by video. Anyway, it took a long time to get that all set up and make it all work, and so it works. But I really honestly are finally back in there doing some stuff. I haven't really been able to have the kind of time that you need. You can go in and fool around for an hour or two or an evening, but it's interesting when you have like a couple of weeks in a row where you can literally go in there every day and continue to work on projects. And in order for me to catch up, I actually have kind of one project in the works in each room. So, and all the computers are tied together, so if I'm working on one thing in one room because I feel like playing acoustic guitar, I can do that. And then if I'm just doing some editing, it's in another room. And then if it's another room, I'm working on a piano part or whatever. And then it all goes to one place. So I'm very lucky. Right? That's where the studio, where it is flexible in that way. And since for the most part, I do most of the things myself, it works out good. It's in my house, basically. I got a kitchen and a small bedroom, which is not connected to the studio. So in other words, if I do audio from the kitchen, if I wanted to. And then there's, of course, the player, which has no electronics in it, other than a very old-fashioned dial radio, which is mostly AM and a little bit of FM there. And no speakers, nothing, just comes out of that little 3-inch speaker that was put in there probably in the 50s. And that's what I do when I'm in that room. I read, I have my lots of books. And just an old-fashioned radio. No, I try to leave my phone. There's not even a phone charger or anything like that in there. The phone is close by in case, you know, somebody has to get in touch. And most of the time, I just don't answer it if I know it's something that's just going to be taking away from that quiet time. Anyway, so I'll get up. I'll do my stuff. I'll get into the kitchen, make an espresso or something, take a deep breath, open the door, look out into the garden and make sure it's still there. and then venture into the world of studio editing. Right now, today is the middle of the week. Some people call it hump day. I you know, that's an interesting word, and I guess it was basically halfway through the week. I keep plugging to get through the whole week. I thought it was originally a celebration of camels and moose, which both those beautiful creatures have humps. So we can look at it that way. I want to thank everybody for the great feedback for some of the posts that I've put up the last couple of days, especially food, because I wanted to show some of the neat things that have happened out of the kitchen. And also I wanted to show the wonderful wonderful cheesecake that a good friend of mine made for me. That is just so special. Usually we do trades, and we did some, I made him a pizza kit. And in other words, I created a fresh dough and sauce from San Marzano tomatoes from last year and put it together in a kit. And that kit beautifully went to trade for a perfectly beautiful lemon cheesecake. So he has two pieces and all the toppings and all the herbs and stuff. And we both wrote each other, and it was a huge success. And everybody in his family really liked it. And I've yet to share my beautiful cheesecake with anybody yet, but that's going to happen maybe today. So I've been trying really hard not to have that as every meal. So now I think as much as I've eaten, it equals one normal kind of wedge of the cheesecake that you'd probably get in a restaurant, but that was four little pieces that equal that one piece. So, but I'm thinking today I might have to indulge. Actually, it's so rich you can't eat much more than just that. Anyway, I'm happy as heck to welcome the woman in the trenches, who's a valuable, wonderful co-host and asset to Foodomania. Hi, good morning to Rhonda E. Hello, Rhonda E., are you there? Hello, Rhonda E.
Hello, how are you?
Rhonda, okay, there she is. We've been saying hello for about a minute and a half now. You're there.
Weird, okay. I'm here.
All right, just cool. All right. Are you speaking fairly close to your phone right now?
Yes, I am. I'm sitting right next to it.
Okay, perfect. Yes, it's a little lower volume than normal, but I can hear you now. All right, how are you today? Yeah, it's not usually as present as it normally is, but I can still hear you. Remember that 3-second delay.
I've been up early. I don't know why. I got up early. I should say that since this pandemic happened, I've actually had always woken up at 5 o'clock, but now it's like I'm waking up at 3. And so it's really kind of different. I went to bed fairly early last night, but I woke up quite early for myself. So I'm not sure quite what to do.
Well, I think, there's a whole bunch of reasons for that. Now, you're out of isolation for it now. You're back in the real world, and I'm not. I'm still in my isolation world. And, my body clock is – and I work on it really hard to try to get it organized, but normally it's totally backwards. And I'm sure that what you're experiencing right now is just now you're through another transition of trying to assimilate back into the fact that you have to get up in the morning and get prepared at a certain time early to go to work and then work a long day and then come home and do the things you normally do. Well, I'm home from work. I think I'll have some dinner and maybe I'll watch a little TV and then I'll go to sleep. But, to turn everything off is very hard, and to restart it again is even harder. So that probably is why it is, why you're getting up early.
Well, I've been waking up early too, and I've been waking up early too and trying to get things done too, as before my daughter gets here in the morning. So I try to get a few chores done just before her dad goes to work so that I have things done as soon as she arrives. So that's kind of what I've been doing too.
Good plan.
And then I kind of jump back in bed for a little bit. So, but unfortunately my head wouldn't shut off. So I did a little bit of reading, did some writing, time well spent, but very earlier than normal.
Right. Well, I know today is a sacred day for you, and you want to just tell us a little bit about today and what's going on, because I think people would love to share it with you. And I have a special thing to share with you when you're done.
today is the day of my grandmother's burial in Central Oregon. There will be family members. I'm not real sure about how many are going, but there's only allowed to be 25. She passed away a few days ago, and this is the day of it, the 29th, and she will be buried alongside my grandfather and close near to other family members and close near to my mother. And so that's in Deschutes County. And they're going to be gathering today, and I guess the whole thing is that when they gather, they can't be close to each other. They have to stand far apart. The memorial is going to be very short-lived. Nobody can gather afterwards. So it's kind of a cold presentation of a memorial for my grandmother, because I think if this pandemic had not happened, there would have been a huge crowd, and every family member would have been there. Without a shadow of a doubt, I would have been there too. The reason why I'm not there is because, first of all, I already missed time at work. And being that when you travel, you know, when you're around other people like that, then it would be also a couple of days of probably quarantining yourself. And I can't rightfully do that to my coworkers, after being gone. So in that being said, I will not be going, however, and that being said, too, I have a sense of peace, even though it's a hard day to know that they're going to be standing at a graveside, and I know that they're going to be overwhelmed with sadness and sorrow, but I don't feel that in my heart today. I feel rejoiceful for her, 95, you know, years later. Beautiful, wonderful example of love with my grandmother and a woman of strong, strong faith. So I know she's alive and well, and I celebrate her as my grandmother, and I celebrate her life on this earth, and I celebrate her life now in heaven with great joy and very proud of her. She taught us well, and she is etched in my heart, in my veins, in my purpose, in my being forever, and my way of honoring her today is my writings, because my grandmother was a writer. That's where I believe I get my writings from, my grandmother. And she just tired, but her spirit was strong. I talked to her a few days before that, and, you know, I had a gut feeling that it was going to be the night or the day of, and it did. But as much as of a gut feeling as I had that she was going to pass and no longer be here, I also have that gut level and know-how and feeling in my heart that she's safe and sound. She reached home. She put her feet on the ground, you know, and she's with loved ones and people that I love and that she's missed and that I miss, and she's now looking them face to face. So she did, she entered home. She went from home to home. So that's how I look at it, and that's where I'm at, and I just am so thankful that she was my grandmother and my mentor, my friend, and one of the greatest examples of what love looks like on this earth, 13 children of her life, tons of grandchildren, and many, many, many people she loved, and many people loved her.
Well, in honor of her right now, you sent me something that you asked that if I could do, and I was able to do it. So here is her favorite song and pretty much just how she lived her life in so many ways. Ronnie, you know what the song is. You wanted to say what it is?
My grandmother used to sing this song to me all the time. I mean, she didn't just used to. She all the time did. And she's probably singing this on the other side right now. It's by the Carter family, called See You on the Other Side, Sunny Side of Life.
All right. And this version is by the White. Here we go.
Side of life, but there's a bright and a sunny side too.
All right. Are you there, Rhonda E?
I am here. Thank you for playing
okay,
that.
Great. Oh, yeah. Well, that was especially for your grandma. And, you know, it's just, I can understand why it could be a great song. Like, no matter what's going on, I just feel like I just, I've been out in the yard, jumping up, you know, dancing around, having some cold tea or something to drink, and taking a deep breath and smelling the fresh cut grass. So thank you. And hopefully that's exactly what's going on with her right now, too.
Oh, I believe it is.
Anyway, all right. I know you do. All right. Well, so here we are. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. I'm going to try something new on the show, and I'll start doing that tomorrow, and I'll promote it a little bit. We're going to dedicate the first part of the show tomorrow, which will be just towards called Chef Stewardo Foodmania Garage Sale. And basically what I'm going to do is over the phone lines for people to be able to advertise something that they have available, whether it be for free or something to purchase that you might be trying to sell. So you could try to raise some money, because it's the end of the month tomorrow, and I know a lot of us are going to be figuring out how the heck we're going to pay our rent. And we're waiting for different things or whatever it is, even if that's not the case, and you just want to just get rid of it, not get rid of, but pass on something that you have that might be special to somebody else. I'm going to create a very safe method to do the exchange of these items and work that out, you know, no contact, and people can do it through their PayPal accounts, and I'll give you all that info tomorrow. But we're going to have that garage sale, so I'm going to dedicate most of the show for people just to call in and let us know what you have, and we'll list it as it's being called in, and then people will be able to make the contact with these people and hopefully get some treasures. So, Rhonda, if you have anything or you know anybody that might have a few things that they want to help pass on, we'll try to help them out with that tomorrow.
Okay.
It's been
Sounds
done
good.
On the radio before. Yeah, people have been doing it. They always have had that in, like, KISM up in Bellingham, Washington, different places where they do that garage sale kind of thing. And, you know, again, it's just like anything else provided. Double safety to make sure your exchange is secure, safe-wise, and also second safety is just making sure that it'll be done with distance and with separation, so people are, you know, have that little bit of space. And we'll ask people, of course, to put it in a specific situation where they make sure it's wiped down, disinfected, and all that stuff before they exchange it. Now, it could be an idea that might fall flat, but on the other side of the coin, it may give somebody an opportunity to pass on something and also maybe make a little bit of money. So, and that's really the whole idea of that, just to do a little bit of commerce, you know? So we shall see.
Sounds like a good idea.
Hopefully people take advantage of it. That would be something. We gotta create some opportunities for some people who maybe don't have the means to do it. Anyway, animal lover that Rhonda is, yeah, take any consideration to adopting that Appaloosa pony and putting it in your backyard?
Not really. You know, I already have an Appaloosa. It's as big as it's going to get. It's called a golden doodle. And that golden doodle seems to love my flower boxes, and I think I'll pass. But then that doesn't help either, because my beagle also thinks she likes my flower boxes too. So I think I'll pass on the horse this time. I got to get two dogs in the container.
Just making a joke there. But, you know, I was curious to see what you were going to say. I got the big the big announcement. You know, I thought it would be funny. Anyway, there's a couple of different things that are going on, and specifically, you know, we talked about the drive-in testing that's happening at Skagit Valley College at McIntyre Hall, and won't say too much about it other than if you're interested or feel the need to do that, get in touch with the Skagit County Health Department. They have a website, and I believe they have a phone line as well, and get any information you need about doing that. It is available now, and I would suggest if you're feeling in the need of that. Because, you know, up until this week, there really wasn't a drive-through test site, and then you had to go through a bunch of procedures. Right now, you actually can follow some simple instructions and set it up. So I just wanted to do that announcement to everybody there. Very, very kind of overcast today. We're going to get a little bit of rain for a little bit, and then it's supposed to start at the end of the day, and we're supposed to get a rainy day tomorrow. The reason I'm mentioning that is it's a good time to get outside and maybe take a little bit of a walk and do something with some fresh air before those droplets start coming down. And I would suggest that be a good idea. Ronnie, what are you going to do today? I know you have the day off.
I've got a few projects I think I might work on today a little bit, maybe in the garage. I've got a couple things I need to put away, kind of organize a little bit. I might do that for a little bit. I haven't decided, but because I got up so early, you know, and the other thing is, too, you know, I have to work this weekend. So I'm kind of like, I know I'm going to be going full force when I get back. So I'm trying to just kind of give myself, you know, not go full speed back, you know, full being completely, you know, in your zone of rest and getting better and then back to work and, you know, all the ins and outs and changes that have occurred there, you know, that you expect you to mentally be okay. It's not just physically now, it's mentally okay. So, you know, generally getting a bunch of stuff done, I'll probably do a few things, you know, just maybe just go out and play with the dogs for a little bit, but I'm probably going to just kind of, you know, kind of vegetate a little bit, read some, relax my body a bit, get my mind ready for, you know, going back into that kind of feeling, new atmosphere. So I think right now I'll just, you know, I'm just going to enjoy everything that's around me. If I have a few things to get done, I'm not going to put any pressure on myself, and try to, you know, take in as much positivity and good reading and studying and things like that, and getting my body, you know, still rested, because obviously I didn't sleep well. I got to make sure when I go back to work that I'm rested, because it's going to require me to be mentally on top of it. So that's probably what I'll do, and focus on my daughter today and help her and, you know, get some things done that she might need to. So that's kind of where I'm at today. Simple, but there's a lot I can do and there's a lot I don't need to do.
Perfect. Good attitude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're just going to get through another day. Yeah, let's hear it.
I figured I might as well tell it to everybody else if you guys like it. The joke of the day is, okay, a cop pulls over a car full of nuns. He says, "Sister, why are you driving so slow?" And the nun says, "The sign said 22. The cop replied and said, "That's not the speed limit, sister. That's the name of the highway you're on." And then he notices the other nuns in the car shaking and asks, "What's wrong with your friends?" And the nun says, "We just got off of 119.
That's great. I heard it once earlier today, and now very funny.
If you can see the picture of the nuns, I'm just going to visualize this, you know, crack me up.
Oh, yeah. No,
anyway,
oh my God,
a joke for the day, right? We all need a joke for the day.
I have a cool picture I should post that I took of a nun in the parking lot of the local grocery store. And I did what they call a loop on it. So she's walking a couple of steps, and there was a guy that was trying to get her attention. He was basically looked like a, you know, refinery worker, a real tall guy wearing kind of a safety uniform. I recognize it from my time at the refinery. And they're trying to get her attention, his hands up, and she's coming towards him. It was beautiful. And they were, believe it or not, they were socially distancing because they were about 15 feet away. But she took a couple of steps, and then I couldn't resist. So I did this little loop, and she's just doing like a cha-cha. She goes 2 steps forward, 2 steps back, and it's really funny. And his hand is going sort of up and down, like almost in perfect synchronization. It was just a happy photographic accident, but it reminds me, as soon as you told that joke, I was thinking about that. And I also remember, it's a long time ago, seeing this big car kind of pulling up, and there were like 4 nuns in it, totally in the habit. You know, 2 in the front, 2 in the back. And it was such an unusual sight to see them driving in a car in their full habit and everything. But I had a picture of that. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Really funny. Now, something about a nun, when they're just so I can't explain it. Very angelic-like. So I had friends who went to Catholic school, and they used to tell me, all girls Catholic schools, and that the nuns sometimes to be really funny and really hysterical. And then every now and then they'll be kind of in a cranky mood. You don't want to get on the wrong side of the nut.
Well, it's kind of funny. It brings back a story to me because when I was, you know, I had met my in-laws years and years ago. They had a neighbor lady, and they called her Mother Mary. And mind you,
just remember, hang on
to
a second. You have about 1 minute, so go ahead.
They called her Mother Mary. And for some reason, in my head for years, I thought Mother Mary meant that she was a nun. I literally thought she was a nun.
Oh, that's so funny.
I know.
All right. Well, listen, all in all, I look forward to having you back on the second part of the show later on today. And that will be at 10 o'clock tonight. But more importantly, I just want to go out on the rest of the song for your grandma roundup. We're all thinking and praying with you, and just have a good day for yourself in celebration of her. All right, this is Rhonda E. And, well, I'm not Rhonda E. Yes, she is over there. And Chef Suarez saying we'll talk to you later. This is for your grandma.